Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
That's right. This is a treat for us. Once a week, we get a guest selected to come in and sort of share their vibe onto the 95 BFM airways. And this week, we have Finn Andrews of the Vales.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
What a treat.
Cheers.
What on earth are you doing in this part of the world?
I'm here a lot now, it seems. Yeah. Most of this year, made a record here and then stayed.
A Vales record or a Finn Andrews record?
Yes. Finn, I'm still uncomfortable with my own name, but it is that, my own name.
Where have you cut the record?
I did it with a wonderful producer named Tom Healy in the lab, in his studio in there. We sort of locked ourselves away in there for a little while. Put a little band together, made a little record.
Mm-hmm. Local all-stars or imports from abroad?
Yeah, and very much a local. It was Holly from Tiny Ruins to put me in touch with her band, basically, while I was still in London. And yeah, they're the sort of the core of it. And there's quite a few guests and things on it as well.
Did you leave much to chance, or was it all kind of like taken care of and everybody knew exactly what to do?
No, it wasn't very well rehearsed or anything. We kind of ran through. We'd written about 50 songs. We played them all once and then did the ones that were only good a few more times.
Oh, fantastic.
Like that.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was all, it's pretty shifty business as we were doing it. Not sure how it would turn out at all, really.
Well, I mean, the process after recording 50 songs, going, that was good. Do you, like, really ratchet down and, like, go, okay, we need to polish this up, or do you just work with, like, the loose framework of the one you've got and go, yep, sounds good as it is, we're all good at playing, we go from there, or is it like, all right, we need to really work on this and dial it in?
Do you tell people off? Is that what you're asking?
All right, you guys, no more horsing around.
I don't know, saying 50 songs sounds a bit sort of arrogant as well.
No, you can say that. Really,
they're mostly awful, absolutely. Yeah. And you have to give them a bit of a chance, and it's all just sort of detritus of the brain that you've got to.
They'll sound different when a band does it, you know, rather than kind of what you constructed on a computer or whatever, you know, like the suck and pull and such.
Yeah, these ones, it was all a pleasant surprise as we went along. We didn't have long. We had like a week in there, and they're all recorded live, and it's a spirited little,
excellent.
Little beast. Yeah,
it's kind of a big room, the lab, so you kind of can do it all live. Eh? It's like a big old.
Yeah, we were in there a bit, but then we were also in Tom's little room. Yeah, which is where they made the.
Is the lab out Ladies Mile?
No, it's like under the what's it called? What's that venue?
Oh, the Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Which is Mount Edenish, John.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I became very well acquainted with Mount Eden, which is nice. People sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Part of
it's a cute little town.
Yeah. Pottering about.
Now, has John given you an agenda at all with these tracks? Sometimes he's like, when you're cooking dinner or anything, or do we leave it quite open? I'm often surprised.
I think it was just an open brief.
I'd have loved some structure, but I just chose some things. Just some things I thought would be nice to play. I'm sort of taking advantage of BFM's eclectic.
Yes, well done. You know, you've got it.
Yeah. They're just some nice little things I've been listening to, really.
Okay, what would be the first? What would you like to open your DJ set?
DJ set
with?
Well, I was a big Nina Simone fan growing up, and someone just played me this song last year, and I'd never heard it before, kind of embarrassingly. And I was looking it up, and apparently she really hated it and hated this whole album. I've just been having a great time with it. And so it's kind of weird listening to something that you know the artist, one of the greatest artists of all time, basically sort of written off. So I don't know what that says other than, I don't know. We all make mistakes. I don't know. Something like that.
But her mistakes have still meant.
Yeah. Yeah. So I might play that. It's a song called Baltimore. Thank you.
It's beyond me how you could not be proud of producing music like that.
Yeah.
I need more, right? I need more of that story than when she said she didn't like it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd like, I feel to like there's more to the mm-hmm. cinch.
Now, if you've just tuned in, we are very, very, very lucky to have Finn Andrews. Do you prefer, is it okay for us to say Finn Andrews of the Vales? You're like, ah, oh, that band's behind me. Like.
Oh, no, not at all. Okay. No, it's, yes, that's fine.
Okay, Finn Andrews is in here guest selecting some music this evening, which is fantastic. What else have you got up your sleeve?
I might just play, this is a nice sort of summery feeling thing. There's this guy, Griff Reese, and I saw him do this great children's play in Wales about a year ago called Candy Lion, which was sort of based on this record in the 90s, I believe, that was on Rough Trade.
Griff Reese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really into him, and this is a song called Limited Edition Heart, which is off his new record.
For someone like myself who's never been to Wales, mm-hmm. how would you describe it?
Well, I haven't seen a hell of a lot of it. I've seen the towns. People always used to tell me when I'd sort of just come over from New Zealand that I'd like Wales because it's a bit like here. It's sort of, and there are elements in common. Mountainous and
rolling hills, I'm expecting.
Yeah, it's a bit of that. Choral music.
Right, coal mining.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely place. Shall I play it or?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, let's slip. And you're back in the room.
Cool.
Who was that? One more time, Finn.
It was Griff Reese with Limited Edition Heart.
It was fun.
Yeah,
I definitely would trust that chap with a children's scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That's
great.
He's got a handle on that
really
situation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Finn, you've got a bit of international touring at your, you know, like under the belt. You've been around the world a few times.
I have, yeah.
I guess with like The Runaway Found, which came out in 2004. In that time, what have been your favourite places to play or some interesting experiences from the road? Is there anything that really, really, really stands out?
I think, it's been cool in the last few years getting to go to some new places. You kind of go around the same... so same sort of routing
CBDs.
Yeah, it was like going to Istanbul for the first time was great, and Greece, sort of places where we hadn't been to at all, and then you turn up and everyone,
people starving, we're like, yes, give me the veils.
Yeah, they knew all the words and
rad.
That's a nice feeling, really, when you haven't had to work for any sort of
achievement.
That's what I like.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice.
What am I playing next? How many am I playing? A few.
I reckon a couple more if you're not in a massive hurry.
We're not in any rush, so okay, you just go for it.
Question for John. Favorite Veil song, John?
I really like the cover that you do, More Heat Than Light. Love that cover. It's a cover, right?
I wrote it with my dad. Yeah, it's sort of half a cover. Yeah.
Cover of his song.
Yeah, it sort of is. I wrote the chords, of which there are two, and he wrote most of the words, so I feel like it's more his song.
Okay, more Heat Than Light that's up there for me.
Cool.
Mine is Jesus for the Jugular.
Ah,
I find that to be quite a powerful track.
Cool, thank you.
It's very rad. Is that off the same record?
Nah. One's on the first.
Oh, nice. One's on the second. There you go. I know everyone was wondering, so.
Thanks, what's your favorite? What's your favorite Veil song?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question.
Oh,
you have to pick something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Jesus for the Jugular seems to have been with us for a long time, and we seem to end the sets with that a lot. The song called The Tide That Left Never Came Back, which I played the other night.
That's lovely.
On my own on the piano. I was thinking how that one's really traveled well with me and still seem to like it.
I guess if it holds up when you're playing it by yourself, then it's really good, right?
I wrote that when I was 16, and it's half my life ago, and I still still like it. So that says something.
Right on.
Yeah.
Hey, what have you got lying around next?
This one I can't pronounce anything to do with it, but I don't know why.
Get your Shazams ready.
The only person who didn't like that latest Blade Runner movie very much. And I was just thinking,
oh, you were?
Yeah, I really didn't like it. And I really thought that I would have done a better job in many ways because I'm arrogant like that. And I was like, this is what I would have got this guy to do all the music for it. And it just... You'll know what I mean. And this is a drive show, so I thought it sort of is like driving through some kind of futuristic urban hellscape. And it's just, it really, gets my juices.
Sweet. Going. Yeah. Hopefully the traffic's flowing.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, good for sitting in traffic.
We were entranced.
Yeah.
Was that the track with the name we can't pronounce?
Yeah, I think his name is Tzu Tsing, and I don't know, I can't pronounce the title, sorry, but I believe it's in Malay.
Okay. A big fan from Everest Street wants to know if there's a sneaky gig.
There'll be some coming, yeah. Like, I just did a couple at the Parr Homestead.
Oh, rad. I've played out there as well. It's great, right?
Yeah.
It's good. It's big old big room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sweet. Yes. I actually got the word from the organiser of WOMAD that you'll be playing WOMAD as well.
Yes. Yeah,
I can say that.
Been announced in doing the Auckland Folk Festival as well in January.
Oh, nice.
And then we've got a whole tour coming up in March, which I think we're announcing.
As Finn Andrews.
Yes, Finn Andrews of the Vales.
Do you slip Vales tracks in though?
Yeah, I think, yeah, rude not to stick a few in.
Good call.
And it's only, I've only got 10 songs on my own.
Right.
Yeah, got to bulk it out a bit with that.
Excellent.
Speaking of 10 songs, we were just chatting off air as to whether or not you had your new record cut to vinyl, and you confirmed that fact. You've had it cut in Germany.
Yeah.
And you're saying it's slightly interesting. It's been cut to 45.
Yeah, it's a 45... Yeah, it's quite short, so apparently that was possible, but I missed, my manager went to the mastering and agreed that with the mastering guy, and I just got the test pressing the other day, and it's all at 45, so I feel like I need to tell people that a lot, it's just I want people to know.
Did you accidentally listen at 33?
Yeah.
What did it sound like?
I mean, cool in its own way.
Don't get me wrong.
We spent a lot of time trying to get
it
right.
Does that mean it's like way heavy? Speed. It would be way heavy, yeah, it slows down? No, does it speed up?
Yes.
Yeah, it slows down. Yeah. Oh, man. So it's kind of like stone of thin.
Yeah. It's yeah, so that'll be interesting. We've made 45 really big on the...
Oh, nice.
On the label so that people don't get too confused, but I'm not sure
it's a bit more fun for the vinyl
buyers. For those out there that are like vinyl freaks, they'll be frothing because 45 is
the fidelity,
like...
The fidelity.
Yeah.
DJ.
It sounds the DJ best one for my DJ set.
Yeah.
Have you got another one up your sleeve, Finn?
Sure, yeah. I just wanted to...
Have you got another saying, then, up your sleeve?
Do you have another tune on the boil?
Oh, yeah. I do. I wanted to play... Well, it's the Leonard Cohen 2 years since his passing, so I wanted to play a little one of his.
Nice.
He had that unbelievable 3 last records that just, like, it still breaks my heart that it just felt like there was going to be another one.
He started late. In the game,
yeah,
didn't he? So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, there's been some. Man, that last record was just amazing. I wanted to play something off that called It Seemed the Better Way, which is a favorite of mine.
The grace. seem the better way. When first I heard him speak, but now it's much too late to turn the other cheek. Sounded like the truth, seemed the better way. Sounded like the truth, but it's not the truth today. Better hold my tongue. I better take my place. Lift this glass of blood. Try to say the grace.
For the win.
Cool.
You're saying you saw him in a giant cathedral?
Oh, no.
No, it was a shit venue that he turned into a cathedral. I think that was the gist.
Yeah. Yeah, he was playing at the O2 in London. It's just this huge faceless sort of...
everything venue.
Yeah. Yeah. He played real quiet as well. It was really weird for the first few songs. It just made, you know, 15,000 people lean in. And
oh, that's
I don't know if it was the same when he played here. Unbelievable.
He played Spark Arena, yeah. Victor Arena, yeah. A couple of times, and I always sort of, why didn't put him, you know, put him in the Civic for a couple of nights rather than one big night. And
no time, John. No time.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. I've got a bit of a banger next. So
oh shit!
Is that all right? Can I go off on that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm just only found out David Byrne was playing here real soon, quite recently. I didn't get any tickets.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
Is it sold out? Does anyone know?
I think so, or at least when I was looking, there were only like real back of the stadium stuff left. But
the nosebleeds.
Managed to get some the other day, which is great. I was really stoked about that. So there's a song of his that I loved as well, of his, this one he did with Brian Eno on Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. And I wanted to play that just because I'm psyched about Saturday night.
Right on.
Cool. It's called Strange Overtones.
this Saturday. Old Mate's playing at Spark Arena, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
I really should go. First tape I ever bought was a Talking Heads tape. I should go, shouldn't I?
You should.
Yeah. You should, John. Should go. Because of the tape story that you
because
told.
Because of the tape. Because of that bloody Talking Heads tape. Damn it.
Because
there's no excuse.
Hey, Finn, what a treat this has been. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
It was a nice little ride. This will be podcasted for anybody that wants to catch it later on.
Cool.
We were going to go out on one of your new tracks. So when is your new record out? And just once more, when can we see you performing around the country, roughly?
We're doing WOMAD next year, and then there'll be a whole tour in like March, April. The record's in March. Yeah, this is like the second single off.
That's around WOMAD time.
It is around that time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, one last question. Where do you do your fedora shopping?
This one's from Los Angeles. Yeah, I got a couple now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you buy like, because you're like, oh man, I like that one, I need to buy a couple, and you got a backup, or you got two different ones?
I'm like, I own one pair of shoes and one hat.
Nice. Hey, thanks so much, bud. It's been fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Andrews, ladies and gentlemen, this is A Shot Through the Heart. Brackets, then Down in Flames. Is there a story here that we need to know, or is there something that we don't need to know?
Nah, nothing.
It's all in the song.
It is, yeah.
Never thought I'd fall so fast. You wanted only disaster. I never thought I'd fall so fast. If this is love, what comes after? And when the pain strikes, what does it feel right? When you're gone, I cry a little more every time. Shot through the heart and down in flames. It's never enough, am I to blame? Shot through the heart and down in flames. I never thought I'd fall so fast. You want it all. I never thought I'd fall so fast. Give me an honest reaction. And when the pain strikes, why does it feel right? And when you're gone, I cry a little more every time. Pain strikes, why does it feel right? When you're gone, I die a little more every time. Shot through the heart and down in flames. It's never enough, am I to blame? Shot
new Finn Andrews there, A Shot Through the Heart, then Shot Down in Flames. Shit, that sounded good. I'll be keen to catch that live at some point.
Very nice.
Out in the wild, that is the world.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.